So, in the news yesterday, you probably caught it. Those of you who didn't catch it, let me quickly get to it for you. All right, please. All right, let me help you. I'm nice like that. All right. So, the spokesperson of the civil society's organization in Rivers State, Solomon Lenu, has condemned the mode of operation of EFCC operatives during raids. Mr. Lenu told the correspondent that the agency seems to have drifted from its primary purpose. You know, how many of you have ever had experience with EFCC? Once again, it's an amazing arm of government, really. Because if there was ever a time this country was in need of a rebranding and a change in the perception that people have of Nigeria and Nigerians outside the country, it's now more than ever. We need to have, you know, the country really needs to have a serious change. But let's get to hear what Lenu says.
My own personal opinion is that we have a legal union and they can, you know, go into it and find out what the problem is. That is, if the EFCC alerts the university. But if they don't, we don't have any business with them. So if the EFCC really believes that these are students of UNIPOP and they've shown their, by some kind of identity, that they are students, then I think the university management will know what to do.
All right. So this comes off that was so Mr. Wokoche, by the way, that comes off of the back that some of the individuals who were arrested in recent times were members of the University of Port Harcourt, students rather, I beg your pardon, of the University of Port Harcourt. Now, whether they're students or not, it seems to be a target area. Talking about
EFCC as an anti-graft agency was created to handle the financial graft of government officials, but unfortunately today, as we see it, the primary duty of the EFCC as it is now is to go after Yahoo Boys, which Albin issue was not the primary focus for which they were created. I can also tell you without mincing word that the EFCC today is highly infested with criminals that are even more than those that they are going after.
So, strong claims and allegation there, talking about Solomon Lenin, who is a civil society spokesperson. Now, whether or not you believe it, you know, what EFCC is meant to do, how it's meant to do it, you know, a lot of people initially had that same notion. Look, you're meant to go after corrupt politicians and corrupt public officials, people who are mismanaging force or maybe carrying out fraud on a large scale. However, the advent of, remember that that clause, that's a very popular clause that we have in this country. It's in our constitution, by the way, you know, section, I remember. Section 419. Yeah, there it is. Remember that, right? Good. So, a lot of people, I have worked with individuals in previous jobs who, you know, seem to be in of that ilk. I've also worked in a cyber cafe back in Benin, the defunct, now defunct Net Express. I worked there and I got to see young men, people who had families, children, like sometimes they come with their daughters and their sons, sat on their laps, and then they start to, you know, send fraudulent messages. The app then, the program that was used back then was called Email Spider. Yes, that's to show you how well I researched on this particular issue. But this is our bone of contention this morning. It's not so much as to, you know, if EFCC is doing the right thing or the wrong thing. No. But this is the question I have for you. Now, would this morning, talking about, you know, the EFCC and all of that, these raids, right? Do you think these raids are doing more to deter people from advanced fee fraud? Do you think these raids are actually helping? Once again, when you call in, do well. Turn down the volume of your radio sets, please. And do not make any unsubstantiated claims. Refrain from derogatory or defamatory comments.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. I must say this, it must be said that our correspondents and our reporters have reached out to the ICC spokesperson in the person of Mr. Wujarin, and no response so far as at the time of filing this report yesterday and also this morning. Would have loved to have had Mr. Wujarin, you know, talk to us about the mode and the reasons why it seems to be some form of stereotyping in their raids. The students in some of these areas, and it's not just a River State thing, but we're looking at River State, Choba now. The students in some of the lodges are now complaining they're afraid to go to their apartments to sleep. Some of them have had to go back to some other person's house to stay. 92.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt. Indeed, this rape is necessary and has been long overdue. Most of these students got themselves involved into cyber crime. Yes, of their wealth might be genuine, but the EFCC and other regulated agencies are doing the needful. You need to scrutinize the source of this wealth. Come and explain to us how you made this million in your account. This unnecessary wealth has been timely work in the hands of both of these students and causing a lot of hardworking children to a pressure. Some of them are frustrated. My mates are driving cars. My mates are building houses. My mates are living large. Look where I am. Peer pressure, undue influence. So we need to start sanitizing the environment by asking questions. I also want to beg the EFCC to go further. There are cars and flashy cars that you start stopping. Oga, how you take by this motor?
Let me ask you this. Hello, Zion. Let me ask you this, right? Whilst, like I said, the image of the country needs to be, you know, revamped and worked upon, many are critical of the actions of the EFCC. For one, many claim that whenever they go on this raid, there is no due process. They don't have warrants. Sometimes they come like thieves. And in other cases, we've seen some of these individuals who have made claim that some of these individuals will extort money from them and even tell them to teach them how to do these things. But the biggest problem in all of these raids is the fact that they don't come to execute a warrant. They jump in the evenings, in the nights, when people are meant to be sleeping, and say, hey, come, and bundle them in a truck. Is that going to deter people when you're doing something the wrong way?
If that is the only way the people will get the message, to let them pass it out, they purchase the permission.
So
they don't need the warrant.
Hold on, Zion. So let's assume where you live in your street or your apartment block or flat, whatever it is, tomorrow, right, or this night, whilst you are sleeping, a battalion of EFCC come through, and then they decide to pick everybody, right, on your street under suspicion of being a Yahoo boy. How would that make you feel?
So including me.
Including you.
What has been my position in that environment when these activities were going on?
Usually when they come, they don't ask you what your position is in the environment.
No,
they come through and they pick individuals up. Once again, I ask you, if you, because it's not just in students' domain that they've operated in, they've gone to people's houses and they've carried neighbors and they carry people. The question is, once again, if it were you, how would you feel? They didn't show you a warrant. They come at 1 a.m. in the morning.
I'd rather go there and clear myself.
You go and clear yourself.
I'd rather go there and clear the possessions I have in my house as my property.
Okay, Zion, thank you very much. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Abel.
Go on, Abel. We have just about a minute. Go on, please.
Okay, for me, I think I'm not in support of what Zion said, because the mode, the approach, the mode and wish the EFCC go after these boys. It's unprofessional. I know that even in Western world, there are organizations that go after people who commit internet
fraud. Yes, cyber crimes units.
Come again?
Go on. We're listening to you, Abel. Go on.
Yeah, but I think because a lot of time you will see boys who are confessing about this BFC who come after them. They just, climb on them and extract money from them. After extracting money from them, they even ask them to, give them more information about other of their members, So I think what this EFCC agencies are doing is more than even what the boys are doing. So you can't use wrong to correct wrong. It's very bad. I'm not in support of it at all. Besides, these boys are not killing Nigerians.
No. I'm going to stop you right here, Abel. They are stealing from Nigerians. They are actually stealing from Nigerians.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, 28 minutes now gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Good morning to you. My name is Jude Omamigbe. The show is Hello Port Harcourt. Our first conversation this morning is on the actions and the activities of the EFCC, the anti-graft agency tasked with fighting financial crimes. Now, I don't know if you will agree with some comments that say, look, the idea was to go after political figures, but over the past few years, more like a decade or more, the antecedents of many a young Nigeria getting into advanced fee fraud has become very worrying. So worrying that if you go online, all right, and you look at countries with the most internet fraud, Nigeria is in the top 10. The name Nigeria has been made mention even in movies. Sadly, I have to state this, even though some other countries have a higher rate of criminal activities online, countries such as India, Malaysia, and even Pakistan, by the way, you will not very often hear someone mention an Indian is involved in financial crime in movies. But yes, it's so bad, it's now become a Nigerian prince scam. That's how bad it is. Now, away from that, in the bid to try and checkmate the activities of these individuals who have cost the Nigerian government and indeed the Nigerian populace a great disservice, you know, the EFCC tries to go after these individuals. I don't think that is wrong, personal opinion. However, it is how it's being done that raises a big red flag. We've heard of comments, there have been allegations of compromise by some EFCC officials. There's also been, cases of extortion, bullying, and in some instances, disappearance of some individuals. Yes, once again, very strong allegations. Some people have been arrested by EFCC. They've challenged their arrest and they've even sued the anti-graft agency in the bid for their justice. Whatever it is that they got out from it, I cannot tell you. But it has and it most likely is going on. But within this school campuses, I have to make mention of this, in and around the campuses, because right now the schools are not in session. When there are raids, because I finished from Uniport, I stayed in Uniben as well. Ekpoma was also not far from me, so I've lived around students for a long time. I do know this, right? That when these anti-graft agencies or the police come back there when it was SARS, it was very surprising that SARS unit were going after young boys for internet crime. Anyway, so that's another problem. So when these individuals come and they pick the boys, right? Usually it's the young men. They take the young men away. They leave that hostel or that apartment bereft of physical presence of men. And so what usually happens is when the girls now come back and they're staying in that place, guess what happens? They get to be attacked, either extorted or bullied by, in quote, assailants. Sometimes their equipment or their whatever are stolen. In extreme cases, they are raped. Now, I'm not saying where you have boys, all the boys come out and then they defend the girls. No, it's not like that. However, because you have a larger number, it makes it more difficult to carry out some of these criminal activities. But when you have a smaller group of persons in a place, particularly females, it encourages such activities. But, you know, when the girls are being attacked, you don't really get to find police coming through. You know, it's kind of upsetting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
WhatsApp, Telegram available on 08090306416. Please do well to turn down the volume of your radio set when you get to call us, and then go on social media at Nigeria Info PH for Twitter and Facebook. With raids by EFCC, you know, jumping up the fence, breaking down doors, will they deter participation in cybercrime? 90.3, hello Port Harcourt, good morning please.
Hello Mr. Jude, good morning.
Good morning please.
I want to say something about the matter on ground.
Yes, please.
Concerning the activities of the EFCC officials, yes, I want to say that they themselves are corrupt also. So when they do some of those things, they do them as if they are like they are free from corruption. Example, I want to give you an example. When EFCC goes after, EFCC officials go after some Nigerians who are engaging in one criminal activity or the other. For instance, even I wouldn't call it a criminal activity. Well, there was an organization called the
What would you call it a criminal activity, please?
Hello?
You said you would not call it a criminal activity. What would you call a criminal activity?
Okay. No, I didn't say I won't call internet fraud criminal activity. I didn't say that. I'm talking about, I want to give you an instance.
Okay.
An instance of an organization that was collecting money from people to trade for them in Port Harcourt.
Okay.
It's called the MPA.
Just go on. Without the name, just go on, please.
So, Nigerians were giving them money to trade for them. They will fee form and all that, they will be giving them percentages every month end. So later on, we heard that EFCC went after them and called the director general or the chairman or whatever of that organization. And the man was apprehended, and that he did not follow due process, he did not register with the relevant agency to do the business he was doing. So after that time, the man's account was frozen.
Oh, yeah, okay, so make your point.
The money was up to now still in the CBN account, because CBN froze the man's account. So what I'm asking is, why is it that we only hear about it when the SEC officials go after those people, but Nigerians will not get their money back? Why? Where are those monies?
Okay, all right. I honestly don't have answers to those questions. But I do know this, that I've read and also interacted with some individuals who have had to get to the EFCC, and the EFCC has helped to solve their issues, both local and foreign. People who have either lost their money either through dating scams or whatnot, the EFCC has been able to prosecute some of these individuals, bring them to justice, and also had some of the monies refunded to the victims. So the EFCC is very important important. I personally don't agree that it was only designed to go after, you know, politicians. I think that's even far from the truth, if I'm honest. Yes, we got to hear from Solomon Lenny, but personally, I think that's even far from the truth. It's an anti-graft agency. So anywhere there's meant to be corruption, particularly financial corruption, as the name implies, Financial Crimes Commission, it should go there. There is no doubt about it. However, the bone of contention is the raids, particularly the raids on young people. Now, you would argue, right, and that's where it's a very fine line. You would argue that so far there's been a strong sense that a lot of young people in this country, right, are looking towards advanced fee fraud as a means of survival. People want to become Yahoo Boys, Yahoo Plus, Yahoo Plus Plus, Yahoo Square, you know, whatever it is. There's so many names for it these days, right? Now, whilst that is going on, the commission is now tasked with identifying and trying to get not just these individuals to stop, but to get them off the streets. There has to be punitive measures. Look, if you've ever lost your money to a scammer, right, you would not lose any sleep if you hear a scammer was caught or apprehended by the police. 90.3, good morning, please. Good morning.
Yeah, is that true?
Yes, please. Good morning.
Yeah, the case of EFCC, I want to thank a little kid today. My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, go on.
It's the case of where an armed robber is going after a shoplifter. I don't know if you can take that kind of picture.
But
that's what we see exactly with what the activities of this. I'll give you an example. I was involved. There are two components that are started before the deal. What is Kapatumana? They said they have a scheme that they can you pay money and they use it for transportation, and at the end of the day, they pay you a job. Another one is to go get rights. They stay in the same office, along that as well.
Just a little bit or something, But you know that these two companies decided that before the lot of money, the lot of potassium, open the center after a while they release them, they take from money to EFCC and they release them. They said, we're going to keep us our money as we speak.
Okay, now, once again, what you are describing, hello, sir. Oh, dear. Once again, what you're describing, all right, sounds more like, you know, a miscarriage of justice. However, you did start out by saying the FCC went in to investigate, which is their job, which is their purview. But once again, we're talking about these raids, and the raids that seemingly are directed at young people, particularly students. All right. I totally condemn the harassment of EFCC. The process of going out to harass and arrest people claiming to be EFCC can also be adopted by kidnappers claiming to be the same EFCC in disguise. Please, security agencies should learn to adopt methods that won't increase the security challenges. All right, Ignatius Choma with that comment. Okay, this one says, what nonsense. Operating like criminals to hunt criminals? You come with guns, axes, pliers, etc. just to get information about a suspect? What if my aged mom was there? How did we get here? Electric fence was destroyed. What a terrific experience. Interesting. Tarie, you know, with that comment. Now, Jude, good morning. In response to your question, is there a special unit for internet fraud in Nigeria? No. Emmanuel, you might be very, like, you could be so far from the truth right there. You could be so far. Do you know why I say so? Because the EFCC, once again, is charged with duly investigating all financial crimes, and they have a cybercrime unit. If I'm not mistaken, isn't internet fraud under the cybercrime? He goes on to say, the problem is the purpose of intent of these arrests, oftentimes they only go after the bodies that they can get their own caught, and then they move on. They will do a better job by applying science to their methods. Tracking, snowball method, and smashing Yahoo rings is better. We should also ask, why is that when they raid, more groups are emerging and more persons are joining the Yahoo industry? Emmanuel Uniport, good question. So the raids may not be deterring them. All right. So, good morning, Jude. For me, the EFCC is doing their scope of their job. Advanced fee internet fraud is still a financial crime. Alfred Somiari, Alfred, thank you very much. Go on social media at Nigeria Info PH. Join the conversation this morning. We have just about 10 minutes. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Mr. Jude.
Yes, please.
I think our police force and EFCC, they have the right to go to the area that say that, okay, maybe they discover one or two things there through the information or any action that goes to them that's okay. That this place, there may be criminal there. They have the right to go there. But the manner which they go there is very, very important. Very, very, very important. And that's where they have been failing over time. You just see somebody that decided, okay, to trace this way or to wear this style of hair or clothes. You don't get close to that person. You know that person better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't choose life for me. I will choose life for myself. I should be where I want to live. That does not mean that I'm a criminal. You have to know me better. How can you know me better? It's by getting close to me in a manner that will tell you that, okay, the way I'm responding to you will tell you that, okay, this person, your hand is not free. And you are free to arrest that person. There's nothing wrong in arresting somebody that you say that, okay, it's internet fraudster. But the way you arrest the person is very, very important so that you not be molesting somebody that does not know anything about, fraudulent
activities.
It's very, very important. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Pleasure to have heard from you. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm with Letan Barry Sunday.
Welcome, Letan Barry.
Time and Tom for River Southeast. Yes. As we got to this EFCC reading the student apartment, I want to say, well, I can't just condemn the act totally, because sometimes it might be after their interrogation towards the person, the culprit, they arrested. Maybe the information given to them will warrant them going back to that opportunity to do a search. But just like the last caller said, it depends on the manner and of which the EFCC use in going back there for a week. Because another thing is that even the girls you are talking about that they are innocent, these girls are the girls that fall easily to these Yahoo boys. And they get vital information to the activities of these boys because they are their close allies. They go to hotels together, they sleep together. You know, the easiest way somebody can get information from a criminal is using a woman to fall in love with him. You know, the woman can be able to get more information better than the male friends. So that is why it is as if the EFCC happened to embarrass the girls. So that is where I see that. You know, even at that, the Nigerian police back that man to handle humanity when it comes to issues. That is one of the problems Nigerian police have.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Letan Barry. Okay, so if you're just joining us, good morning. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt. We have a conversation, and we're having one right now, about the effect of raids. Do the raids carried out by EFCC, are they doing enough to deter individuals from getting into cybercrime? Now, let me cast your mind back a few years ago. Those of you who have been paying attention to stories like this for a while, there's a very popular Nigerian who was arrested in Dubai. Hush Puppy. Yeah, that's it. He goes by the alias Hush Puppy. Remember that dude? Did you get to see the video of his arrest? They didn't come with placards and flowers. It was a well-organized raid. They came in their numbers. They had handcuffs. They had guns. All right? And they searched the apartment and they took hush puppy. But this is where there's a difference. The arrest of that individual was coming off the back of years of investigation, months of investigation, and also the presence of an arrest warrant. The collaboration between the US government and the Dubai police authorities. That is where a lot of people are saying that EFCC is not operating optimally. If you're talking about anti-graft as an agency, the idea is to go wherever there seems to be a financial misconduct, particularly on a large scale. But that doesn't mean that the smallest fishes should be left unchecked. No. So yes, the EFCC should go after Yahoo boys, criminals, because that's what they are. A lot of people don't want to admit it. Maybe it's poverty. I don't know. But a lot of people don't want to admit it. Someone who said, oh, after all, they're not stealing from Nigerians. No, they are stealing from Nigerians. A lecturer back in my day in school lost close to $500,000 to advance fee fraud. To people who broke into his account. Yahoo boys who broke into his account through his card. They were withdrawing money. Man nearly had a heart attack. Do you know why this way? Lecturer should lose $500,000. And then, before I get back to the phone lines and just start to read your messages once again, I cannot forget. I've said this story before and I will not forget it in a hurry. One of the banks at Rumokoro, years ago, long queue, early in the morning, trying to get some money. And then we all turned in shock as we saw a woman rolling on the ground. She's pregnant. Back then, she didn't look anything less than 5 months. With her big tummy, she was rolling on the ground, crying, screaming. She screamed so loud that the manager had to come out. People were trying to call, what's going on? Said they have stolen my money, stolen money. How much was the money? About 200,000 naira. What does this woman do? She sells tomatoes. For some of you, your phones cost $500,000 now. Back then, some of those phones still cost about 200,000 naira. It didn't bother a lot of people. But for that woman, not only was she pregnant, but she didn't have like, you know, a 9-to-5 that was paying $500,000 a month. That was the money she was meant to use for her business. Stolen in a space of 5 hours. That she woke up and next thing, 10,000, 20,000, 15,000, 15,000, 15,000. She ran to the bank. You can imagine a woman with her pregnant tummy rolling, stripping. It was not a sight to behold. It really wasn't. So when you say, oh, the Yahoo boys, they're not stealing from... No, they are stealing from... How many of you have received calls telling we are from your bank? Are they not Nigerians? Are they not stealing from Nigerians? However, that action or these actions does not negate the fact that the reports about the impropriety of some members of the EFCC is wanting for a check. You smash people's doors. People are driving, you put them over and actually look at their phone. No investigation, but just because they have a car, they're young, they don't have white hair, they must be criminal. Ooh. Once again, I grew up in Benin where people were doing these things. Some of the men who had children would bring their children and sit on their laps. They were carrying out financial scams. It's a fair stereotype. Very unfair stereotype. 017-923-0002, 017-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. The EFCC has a right to arrest Yahoo boys because Yahoo business is fraudulent, but the EFCC should do their jobs professionally. Igbani Joe says that these boys are sending many of their victims to early graves. You may want to believe that, actually. Okay. Daniel Akimbo says, no, the raids by EFCC would not deter cyber crimes. Which brings us back to the question just before we leave. How are these investigations carried out? Do people report to the EFCC first, or do they just randomly look at, you know, hostels and apartment buildings in Choba and Alakaya and say, you know what, there's a car there, let's jump into defense? 92.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm Sonny Benson from Omega, calling from Omega.
Welcome, Sonny.
Yeah, this issue now is a very, very serious matter. It has happened to me. They stole it from my account. And I'm even feeling the pain. So today, Yahoo boys, they're not hidden again. Even in Omo, they have a union association.
I'm sorry, what?
So, and during December period last year, these people, these boys, young boys, they were driving around Omo with the exotic cars. Driving around Omo, and they have association. Everybody, they were noted. So if anybody is saying that they are not stealing from it, it's a very big mistake that person is making.
Okay.
Because they are hurting people, and many people are even going to their early grave. Imagine that somebody has a millionaire in account, and all your group is there, your medical care, your health, everything to take care of the family, and maybe all of a sudden, somebody is just here, and that money is gone. What do you think that person will do? So you see, those things is a problem to this society we are living. EFCC should go after those boys so that let it not get out of hand. So thank you, Reverend Sunday Benson.
All right, thank you very much, Sunday Benson. All right, final caller. Oh dear, apologies. Yes, so there needs to be a checkmating of the activities of these individuals. We often give out tips to, you know, pinpoint what might be a fraudulent mail or a scam or whatnot. You know, I receive them every day on my phone. You probably receive them. People call you, hello, we are from your bank. You know, a lot of people are becoming more aware. You receive a message, oh, you received a compensation for rain that fell in your village, your local government. Those things are fraudulent messages, and they are done by men and women in this country, young men and women. They now even try and send you fake debits or credit alert messages so they can buy goods from your store. It's wrong. The FCC should go about them. Go after them, rather. However, it's how the EFCC does its job that is a cause for concern, because if they are jumping fences, breaking down doors, stopping young men and women because they look good or have expensive phones, that is not enough to stereotype someone as a would-be criminal. And you some smart ones who didn't have smartphones, who didn't drive cars, but who built houses in other countries. My name is Jude.